You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Today, they're coming in. You take a look. They're coming in from all foreign countries. I see they're coming in now from Yemen. They're coming in from the Middle East. They're coming in from everywhere. They're dropping them off, and they're pouring into our country. It's a disgrace. They're going to destroy our country if they don't do something about it.
March 17, 2021. That is, of course, former President Trump talking about the mix of those coming across our border illegally, the open border policy that Biden set in effect when he basically took pen to paper right after he got into office and struck out a Trump rule order, executive order, that those coming to this country to seek asylum must stay in Mexico. They stay in Mexico. Mexico was going to hold them. That was the agreement with the Mexican president. And they could send their papers over and we'd adjudicate if they actually have asylum and should be allowed in. Keep in mind that if they've already come through Central America and through Mexico, they left Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, wherever they left, the first time they're in another country, they could claim asylum, but they came all the way to our border because they want to come to America. Who doesn't? Everybody. Many people want to come to America. But this action right now that Biden is doing is letting terrorists in. It's been documented 4 terrorists arrested since October, 4. We don't know how many more got through. We do know that many more have been found to be on the terrorist watch list. Biden's policies are allowing this to happen. His policies are allowing it to happen. It was not going on until he came in. And that's why we have this flood of folks at the border right now. And yet the Biden administration still claiming there is no crisis. We have no crisis. We have a problem, and people came too early. And now Biden's trying to send the message, just don't come now. Come back later. You're right. Alejandro Mayorkas is his DHS secretary testifying for Congress right now, trying to sell the same stupid message. We've got everything under control. Well, we're taking care of it. Yeah, there's an overflow of kids. And we're having to put them in, quote, the cages that Trump did. And we're also going to move some to Dallas. And we're having to split up families. We're doing all the thing that we blame Trump for. But we got it under control. There's also a case to be made that Biden, by his actions, is funding drug cartels. They make a lot of money by making sure anyone who wants to go across our border gets there. You got the pesos, and I mean really American dollars, sometimes up to $10,000 worth. Then we will help you get across. And, of course, human smuggling, child smuggling. Mike Howell was with the Department of Homeland Security. He's now with Heritage. He's an expert, obviously, on what's happening at the border. He's going to join us later and talk about Biden and this human smuggling. We all know what's going on. I mean, no one should be shocked. Now, I want you to think about those kids. Where are the bleeding hearts that cried out so much for the kids that Trump held for a time to verify that they were either with their true parent and they weren't being brought across as human trafficking, smuggling kids before they did anything else? I don't hear any of the leftists calling out on that now. Question, direct to President Trump, on your behalf, should you get the vaccine? Trump has had it. Melania Trump's had it. Question for Trump, should you get it? I think you'll want to hear what President Trump has, or former President Trump has to say. And also Biden finally commenting on Cuomo and allegations made by the women. Or did he? You really have to read between the lines. Same kind of thing with Nancy Pelosi. She's asked on one interview program, reference the Biden open door policy, everybody flooding the border. What should Biden do right now to stop it? Nancy Pelosi gives, quote, an answer. But again, you're going to have to tell me, did she really answer it? We got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. I want you to encourage your friends and family to join us. Join us live. And of course, they can always go to podcast. Are you watching by YouTube now? Remind them they can always subscribe free to our YouTube. And of course, welcome and happy St. Patty's Day. Oh, you say St. Patrick's Day. You say potato head. I say transgender. I mean, where are we in this world now? Come on. Welcome aboard. We got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What should the Biden administration do right now? I understand they're pointing the finger back at President Trump, but what should they be doing as of today to ease this crisis?
Yes, thank you, Willie, for that question, because it's a matter of grave concern. Many of us have spent a good deal of time on the border or in the country of origin of many of these immigrants. The president, I understand, is reported to have spoken out and said, stay home, don't come
right
now, A. B, he sent FEMA to help facilitate meeting the needs of these people. This is complicated by COVID. There are 13,000 beds that could receive many of these incoming immigrants. However, because of COVID, you can't use 13,000 beds because you have to space it.
My God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wasted 52 seconds of your life right there. I should have known better. I apologize, please, on behalf of St. Patrick. Accept my apology. Will you please? That was Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker on MSNBC. Question was simple. I heard the question. You heard the question. I want to start again and let you hear the question just briefly. I want you to hear just the question from one of the hosts on MSNBC to Pelosi. Let's one more time, please.
What should the Biden administration do right now? I understand they're pointing the finger back at President Trump, but what should they be doing as of today to ease this crisis?
Well, that's the question. She didn't answer that. She said, we care about the people at the border. I've been at the border. And then wrap it all up in COVID. And we can't really take care of it because we can't put the kids too close together in the beds because of COVID distancing. Nancy, wake up. The stories have been reported repeatedly. They're all jammed in, quote, detainment, or as you want to call them now, reception centers. There's no social distancing. And we don't care if they have COVID because we're letting them run through the rest of our nation, even if they do. They might get tested. They have it. Fine. Go. We can't hold you. Every illegal that comes through, if they have COVID, nobody is going to hold them. They can't hold them because the Biden policy is everybody's welcome. Oh, but we'd really like you to slow down. So the question again simply was, Nancy, our Speaker of the House, I'll be more respectful. Ms. Speaker of the House, what should Biden do right now? She did not answer the question. You know what she also said in another part that I saved you this. She's saying that we're addressing it. It will improve. She didn't offer any evidence to that. And she said, oh, you know, as far as the children are concerned, you can imagine me as a mother of five. Every minute that a parent is separated from a child to me is a crisis. Whoa, 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 whoa. She put the word crisis. Do they know she used the word crisis? Well, she's talking about being separated parent and child. And she said, so we want this to move along expeditiously. And then Pelosi said, Biden needs to be exonerated from this. It's not his fault. He's only been in office for, she said, and I'm quoting, the president has been in office not quite 2 months. That scares the hell out of me, Nancy. That scares the hell out of me. He's been in office only 2 months, and look what he's already done. Open our border, kill our energy production plans, kill thousands of jobs, plans to do more, talks about raising taxes, as he will. Yeah, I'm very, very frightened. It won't get any better when they move Biden out and put Kamala in, but at this time, she says, you got to give him some time. It's only 2 months. Well, he didn't waste any time in signing an executive order, basically opening the border. She did say, we have to address the causes of this migration. If we can help them in our hemisphere, that'd be a good thing. People generally like to stay home. Not if you live in the slums of El Salvador, Guatemala. You don't want to stay home. You want to be in America. And then, of course, when it comes to Biden policies being, quote, a pull factor for migrants, the White House has already admitted, yeah, we're probably, you know, that's why they're coming because of that, but we're asking them to give us more time. She actually said she denies that that's a pull for them coming through. President Trump gave an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News. And the question for him pretty much lies for Pelosi. What should be done right now to stop this?
My policies were working better than they've ever seen on the southern border. The wall is almost complete. We just had to fix little sections, complete little sections that had to be together. We needed them in order to get the trucks back and forth from side to side. But they've chosen to stop right in the middle. They could have it finished in a month, and it would be just magnificent. It already is magnificent what it's done in the areas where it's totally completed. But just small sections are remaining, and they should finish it.
They should finish it, right? That's what he's saying. That would stop it. Some of these areas where they're pouring through, finish the wall. But that's something else Biden put a stop to in his first 2 months. He signed an order and saying, stop any work on the border. And President Trump makes it very clear. You think this is bad? You keep this up and watch what happens.
People are coming in by the hundreds of thousands. Young children are coming in, and they leave their homes, and they come up because they think it's going to be so wonderful. And frankly, our country can't handle it. It is a crisis like we've rarely had, and certainly we've never had on the border. But it's going to get much worse.
Going to get much worse. Okay, okay. You say, well, that's Trump, Larry. I'd expect him to say something like that. I expect you and other conservatives to say the same thing. As Nancy Pelosi said, let's give Biden more time. He's only been there 2 months. That was as close as she came to answering the stupid question a moment ago. Well, I take it back. The question wasn't stupid. The answer was. But then look at Congressman Henry Cuellar, Democrat of Texas. He's not happy as he appeared on PBS NewsHour discussing this surge. And he was asked by host Judy Woodruff what needs to be done right now. Same kind of question, right? Well, a couple things. One, once the kids are here, we're going to take care of the kids, number one. Number two, Title 42, which is being used for public health, we're returning the adults back and even some family units back. I don't think that's correct, according to some other information we had. We had word the other day that Border Patrol agents were told do not enforce Title 42, which can be used to deny anyone coming in for health reasons. Congressman Cuellar says they are. Maybe so, maybe it's changed. But he also says, but we got to get the right message. He's talking about Biden. He says, you know, when you say don't come now, come later, that message, in my opinion, is not a very good message. We have to be clear as to what we mean on the border because the president or the administration's message is not getting through. And then you got, and again, that's Congressman Cuellar of Texas, Democrat. And then you got Congressman Raul Ruiz, Democrat, California. He's not happy with what the Biden message has been. Don't come now, come later. He says, no, that's not enough. I mean, one, it's very important that people realize we're in the middle of a pandemic and it's not safe for them, especially with the cartels and the coyotes taking advantage of them, re-traumatizing them during the journey. And, of course, he begins to push, well, we now need a U.S. Citizenship Act, a change in our immigration plans and so forth. They're using all of this, of course, to create new amnesty programs, but a lot of Democrats may not be willing to go along with that. And, of course, you don't live on the border. Those I'm speaking to, well, I take it back. Some of you are listening online and via your apps. You can hear us from anywhere using that app and online. It's KXEN1010.com. It's just that simple. Not hard at all. So if you want to use it in the future, either to listen in your own car at the time or use it in your computer and share it with others, KXEN1010AM.com. KXEN1010AM.com. So I know we have some folks in Texas listening and elsewhere around the nation. So some are along the border. And they could probably tell their own story of what you're going to hear coming up here. There was a mayor of Uvalde, Texas, being interviewed on Fox News. And he's trying to describe the kind of situation they have in his area. Now, Uvalde, Texas, many of you might know where San Antonio is. That's kind of not dead center of Texas, but certainly pretty much to center and a little south, maybe a little west. Uvalde is about 80 miles west of San Antonio. And Uvalde is 200-plus miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. Traveling by road and following a car, you're looking at 230, 240 miles. Now, if you're walking across and you can cross every land you come to and almost like a plane would fly over, if you could do that, well, then you might reduce it to 200 miles. Still 200 miles from the border. And the locals in Uvalde and Uvalde County are fearful. Here's the mayor of Uvalde, Texas, Don McLaughlin, Jr. Listen to this, please.
I went to a wreck Friday night where they were pursuing a car. It rolled over. There were five immigrants in it. Mm-hmm. And they were more mad that they got caught and were frustrated with the officers. And this is something we're seeing every day. Our local ranchers are having their fences cut. Their houses are being broken into. They're trying to steal their cars. It's just gotten crazy.
How does this affect citizens living in your town?
Well, it affects them because most of them are afraid now at night, what's going on when their dogs start barking or whatever, because the foot traffic has increased. Like I said, we had a lady twice now has had them come to her house and try to get in. The last time, luckily, there was a local farmer there that was able to intervene in it. But, I mean, it's getting scary. I mean, these are not all peaceful, just happy-go-lucky people. We're getting the sexual predators up 4,400%. that you've captured along the border. You've captured murderers. You've captured drug dealers. And these are all coming through our area. And that's what's in these car chases. That's what's on these trains when we catch them off these trains, because they can't get in any other way.
And again, let me stress to you, Uvalde County and those residents who are fearful of what's happening is 200 miles from the border. 200 miles. So now you put everyone between that location of Uvalde County all the way to the border, you imagine what they're going through as well. And what the mayor is talking about will also soon be happening in cities all across the nation. Tell me this. Are you safe? You feel safe if someone suddenly comes over the fence in your backyard at night? There are going to be some deaths, there are going to be some injuries, and there may be some children hurt because somebody's trying to help them over a fence to hide from police coming around to look for them. And pray God that doesn't happen. But all this is jeopardizing human lives, and especially children. And Joe Biden just does not get it. Here's President Trump, though, saying, well, I tell you what, we'll hear from Trump on the other side and the relationship he had with the Mexican president. But before... Well, we'll do that on the other side. But when we come back, I also want you to hear from Trump reference our economy now compared to what we see Biden doing. And in fact, Biden is saying clearly, he said, oh, I'll get a tax increase. I got the Democrat votes for a tax increase. He wants a federal tax rate to go back up to 39.6%. Yeah, you voted for that, huh? Let's pick that up when we continue on the other side of the commercial.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deck don't like it. Sure plays a mean pinball.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
It was recovering under my administration twice. We got it to a level that the world has never seen before. We were the envy of the world. And then when we got hit by the, as I call it, the China virus, COVID, it obviously went down along with every other economy. And then we were the first to get it back up. And we actually, the stock market when I left was higher, slightly higher than it was even at the prime prior to COVID. So it was incredible what we were able to do. If you look at the jobs numbers, we had the all-time highest number of jobs. We had 160 million people working. We were never close to that. Everything we had, African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American, everybody was setting records. Women, it didn't matter. Any group was setting records. And now when I look at what's happening, we were energy independent. Very shortly, we will no longer be energy independent. Gas prices are going up at a far more rapid rate than anybody's seen in a long time. We had gas prices very low, and yet we had more energy jobs than we've ever had.
Of course, that's former President Trump talking about the economy under him. Now, obviously, when COVID hit, things changed. But before it hit, before the Chinese virus hit us from China, we were rocking and rolling. Unemployment, less than 3%. Now we're approaching 10%. We've got, at last check, possibly anywhere from 9.5 to 10.5 million Americans who did have jobs, without jobs. Businesses that got shuttered because of COVID will never open up again. So many mandates that some will never open, and some governors trying to open their states and being pushed back by others. And he mentioned the gas price. You may have already seen this yourself. I know I've noticed. But Trump added these remarks. He said they're going to be going up. Those prices are going to be going up, he said, by $1, $2, $3. When you look at that, it's bigger than a tax increase to the consumer. He said if you get a dollar increase in gasoline, that's bigger than a big tax hike. And it's obviously a terrible thing to be happening. And every time taxes are raised, we hear, well, we're going to hit the wealthy. Well, the Dems want to hit the wealthy. And that's where Biden is saying, I think I've got enough Democrat votes to bring back a major tax hike for the first time in 30 years, and we're going to punish the wealthy. You punished a lot of Americans, middle and low income, when you cut those jobs in the oil industry already. And now as gasoline prices began to go up, how do you think they're going to be able to afford to put gas in their vehicle if they have a vehicle and they were trying to do that? And if not, then we're going to see cities have to raise some of their prices for riding buses. It's a circle, a vicious circle, and circling the drain and keeps going down, down, down. And Biden wants that tax increase. And you know why he wants it, of course. You got to keep that in mind. That tax hike is intended to offset his major spending package, which will be spending on infrastructure and green jobs. A moment ago, I was telling you that Trump talked about the relationship he had with the Mexican president in helping stop illegals from coming across our border. Listen to this, please.
Well, I have great respect for the president of Mexico. He's a great gentleman. We had a very good relationship. They had 28,000 soldiers on our border while we were building the wall. They had 28,000 soldiers not allowing people to come into our country, and they were also stopping them at their northern border by Honduras and El Salvador, Guatemala.
And now, of course, they're passing through, and they look at Biden as being the migrant president. Well, we got more on Trump, referenced some of these Biden claims, and specifically vaccines. You want to hear this when we continue.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable. But we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, though they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed. And at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for three generations, protecting homes and businesses. Three generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Taught me those things a young man should know. Down, down on my knees and begging I plead to learn a little bit more. All that woman taught me to pray. I saw heaven every day. All she could.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Biden got the vaccine in December, and on January 20th, he made a statement that he doesn't think we have vaccines. Now, I don't know, did he make that statement as a statement, or did he not actually know we had the vaccine? What's going on there? But he got his shot. He got his first shot in December, December 21st, I believe.
So, Mr. President, I know that you received the vaccine. Mrs. Trump also got the vaccine. Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Something that works, at least for many people. Yes, there have been some who have bad reactions. I have not decided yet if I'm going to get it. I don't feel like I'm in jeopardy this time, and I may change my mind. You need to do what you need to do for you and your family. You make your decision. Obviously, if you got vulnerable people in your family and are you going to be around some, then maybe you should. As you heard, President Trump and the First Lady, when they were in office, they got it. And so did Joe Biden. Joe Biden got it, as you heard from President Trump. He thinks around December 23rd. He certainly got in December. And then when he comes into office, Biden says, well, you know, we didn't really have any vaccine. You took one of them. Oh, that's another thing. Once again today, Nancy Pelosi appearing on an interview from the Capitol, and she goes, "There's not going to talk like this." I go, "You've been vaccinated. You're supposed to be. Once you get the vaccination, you don't need the mask." Oh, but they want to keep you wearing the mask, right? Unless you're illegal. Unless you're illegal, you might not have to. Let me, first of all, Joe Biden to that point. She wants, in his statement from the White House, as he stammered, I urge all local docs and ministers and priests. I could have cut this soundbite, but I could do it faster than he does anyway. Local docs and ministers and priests and to talk about why it's important to get that vaccine, and even after that, until everyone is in fact vaccinated, wear a mask. The purpose of getting the vaccine is you don't have to wear the mask. But not under this regime. Under this regime, no, we still want you to wear a mask. That's why you see Pelosi and the rest of them, they've had their vaccine, and they are still wearing a mask. Well, as I said, if you're an illegal, you might not have to. What do you mean, Larry? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Let me explain to you. House Democrats yesterday blocked proposed legislation from Congresswoman Marianna Miller Meeks of Iowa, a Republican. Oh, we're going to block her right away. She had what she was calling the REACT Act, R-E-A-C-T, REACT Act. It would require immigrants released into the U.S. by ICE or Customs and Border Patrol would have to first test negative for coronavirus. They would first have to have a negative COVID-19 test, or we would not let them come on into the nation. Now, this references also Title 42 we were talking about earlier, that Title 42 gives them the authority to hold them. Now, Congressman Cuellar of Texas was saying earlier that they're not in. They could use it, and they are enforcing it. I'm not sure they are, especially if you got to have this proposal. But here's this Republican congresswoman asking for this bill to be brought to the House floor for a vote, saying we have a crisis at the southern border. It must be addressed. We're in a global pandemic. We're unnecessarily putting lives at risk. And they want to require illegals, before you release them into our country, had to have a negative COVID-19 test. You know what happened? House Democrats said no. No, we don't like that legislation. You, the American citizen, you got to stay right where you are and do what we tell you. Illegals, we're not even going to require you be tested. Nobody's up there right now that's exercising any common sense, because it's still hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. At some point, do you not get past that and say, help America? Their hate for Trump is so bad that they hate him more. I swear to you, many of them hate him more than they love this country. How else would you say, no, we don't want to vote for a bill that makes illegals take a COVID test, and if they're positive, they have to stay. We're not going to let them into the country. Well, they might vote for me, so I got to have them in. And, of course, Trump pointed out in this interview with Maria Bartiromo, and we'd heard this to some extent. I'm glad they got into it. Remember how after the election, suddenly all the news broke. There's a vaccine. Ta-da! After the election. Here's Trump on that point.
I wouldn't say the FDA loves me, but I pushed them very, very hard, harder than they've ever been pushed. And a number of the people in the FDA admitted that. And at the end, they were very happy. But they did not like me. In fact, they wanted to announce it sometime after the election, because they just didn't. I think most people knew we pretty much had the vaccine before the election, but they wanted to announce it along with the drug companies, who are not fans of mine, because if you look at favored nations and all of the things I've done to bring down drug prices, nobody's ever done what I've done. But that cost the drug companies a lot of money. In fact, they took tens of millions of dollars of commercials. So they wanted to announce the vaccine after.
Politics, strict politics. He says, I understand why they did it. Of course, they did not want it to happen, quote, on Trump's watch. All of the warp speed stuff happened on his watch. The money being spent to buy vaccines, take a risk on some that we didn't even know if they were going to work. We spent the money on that. All of that was on his watch. And the vaccines, some of them were available before the election. But don't tell anybody because it might help Trump win. So don't even announce it until after the election. You knew, you suspected, and you were right on it. Joe Biden has been really dancing around when it comes to Cuomo. Doesn't really want to talk about it. Kamala Harris doesn't either. She was trying to ask her a question. She's leaving somewhere. I don't have time. Got to rush. The official statement from the White House was that we believe women should be heard and the case should be investigated. I want you to hear a clip from Joe Biden and an interview with ABC, George Stephanopoulos. I'm going to let you hear the whole thing, and then we want to go back and break it down. But again, as Biden is saying this, I want you to also keep in mind there were numerous times that women accused Joe Biden of doing pretty much to some extent as to what Cuomo has done. In fact, 8 different women claimed Biden either touched them inappropriately or violated their personal space in ways that made them uncomfortable. And then you had the one, Tara Reid, claiming that Biden sexually assaulted her in 93, pulled her into his, pulled her forward, got a kiss, and kind of groping her. So again, here's the interview with George Stephanopoulos and Biden referenced Cuomo.
Let me ask you about Governor Cuomo of New York. I know you said you want the investigation to continue. If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
But how about right now? You said you want the investigation to continue. You saw Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, majority of the congressional delegation, don't think he can be an effective governor right now. Can he serve effectively?
Well, that's a judgment for them to make about their state, where they can be effective. Here's my position. It's been my position since I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
And you've been very clear. If the investigation confirms the claims, he's gone.
That's what I think happens. And by the way, it may very well be there could be a criminal prosecution that is attached to it. I just don't know. But let the investigation. And I'm not. I don't know what it is. But I start with the presumption. It takes a lot of courage for a woman to come forward. Some are not. Anyway, it takes a lot of courage to come forward. So the presumption is it should be taken seriously. And it should be investigated. And that's what's underway now.
And I remind you, 8 different women made similar claims against Biden. And there's word coming out that New York Governor Cuomo reportedly was involved in writing a letter his inner circle was passing around trying to tarnish the reputation of one of the women making a claim against him, that Cuomo himself was directly involved in that. So again, Biden, reference allegations. Listen, please.
There should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
And you've been very clear. If the investigation confirms the claims, he's gone.
That's what I think happens. And by the way, it may very well be there could be a criminal prosecution.
Yeah, it could be a criminal prosecution. Now, let me get it straight again. Biden has been accused by 8 different women, touching them inappropriately, violating their personal space. One, Tara Reid, say he sexually molested her in a Capitol Hill hallway. Again, let's listen to Joe Biden, please.
Here's my position. It's been my position since I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true.
Yep. The woman should be believed. That's what he's saying. Unless, by the way, what are you doing March 25th? March 25th, I'll tell you why. Stand by, please.
Nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna rabbit and you
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Okay, as we wrapped up that last segment, I asked you, what are you doing March 25th? No, I'm not holding a house party. I'm sorry. When I do, I'll let you know. March 25th, the White House says, March the 25th, Joe Biden will hold a news conference. A news conference. More than 50 days into office, yet to hold a solo news conference. Of course, he gave a primetime address last week, speaking about our nation's progress in defeating the pandemic, and claiming again that he had nothing when we started. Liar, liar, pants on fire, you had a vaccine shot yourself, Joe Biden. But anyway, they are now going to schedule it March 25th. Wonder when they're going to tell Biden. I wonder when they're going to tell him. And then the issue will be, are reporters actually going to be able to ask questions or only those cleared by the White House that you have to submit a question in advance and then we will call on you? We'll see. We'll see. You want to give them the benefit of the doubt? I don't, but let's go ahead and do it anyway. Rasmussen is out with a new survey. As you know, Democrats say if you are trying to force a voter ID, you are trying to disenfranchise people. You're trying to keep them from voting. No, actually, I'm trying to protect their vote. Everyone should have the right to vote, and I want to make sure it's protected to make sure no one steals their vote. But Democrats say, no, 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 that's wrong, that's bad, that's nasty, that's back to Jim Crow days. Well, this new Rasmussen report shows 75% of Americans, 75%, support voter ID laws, that you have to give some ID before you vote. That includes, in that number, 60% of Democrats agree. 60% of Democrats say, yes, you should have to do that. Only 21% total interviewed are opposed to such laws. And I'll bet I know who they are. And, of course, the Democrats are trying to push forward H.R. 1, the so-called For the People Act, which will basically wipe out any state that tries to impose a voter ID law. So much for the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. Federal government, by the order of H.R. 1, would take over all the elections, telling you had to run this way. And if you required a voter ID in your state, we're canceling it. Well, that's yet to be battled out. Yeah, and to that extent, by the way, needing a voter ID, I'm looking at a piece here I've got here in front of me. There's an Iraqi man in the capital, Baghdad, showing that he got an electronic voter ID card so he could vote. In Baghdad, in Iraq, you have to have a voter ID. And some of the other less developed countries, those less developed than Iraq, they simply have you put your thumb down on and they mark you with blue or black ink, something of that type, so it shows you've already voted. So you can't vote more than once. CNN, by the way, according to the Nielsen, let me take that back. It's not Nielsen's survey. This is the, yeah, it is Nielsen, pointing out that CNN has averaged 2.5 million primetime viewers from November 4th after the presidential election. But once Biden took office, CNN's only averaged 1.6 million since January 21 through 2 days ago. CNN viewership during the primetime hours of 8 to 11 Eastern time, that would be the Cuomo, Anderson Cottonmouth program, and Don Lemon Fruitcake programs, dropping 36%. Why? Because they don't have Trump to pick on anymore. If they don't have anybody they can attack and get everybody, you know, all worked up, well, then they say, ah, I got better things to do. And by the way, Congressman Daryl Issa, Republican, California, makes an interesting tweet as to where we stand right now in this nation with what COVID has done and continues to do, especially in blue states and blue cities, and California being one of those examples. Congressman Isaac tweeted out, California, gyms, those places where you work out, some of you might know what those are. Some of you drive past one. Maybe you got a treadmill in your house so you don't need to use one, and plus a treadmill makes a good place to hang clothes. Gyms in California, 10% capacity. They have to be only 10% capacity. Restaurants, 25% capacity, still in California. Churches, 25% capacity. No more. Schools, some capacity. Confusing numbers, some capacity. However, at the border, at the border, California and Mexico, 700% capacity. I love it. That's pretty darn funny. Coming up in the second hour, while we're speaking about the border issue, we're going to be joined by a former DHS advisor, I should say expert, now with the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to focus on child smuggling. Make no mistake about it, kids are being smuggled into this country to be sexually abused, sold as sex slaves, all under this Biden open door policy, in addition to funding drug cartels. We'll get into that in more detail. And before we wrap up the next 2 hours, Marvel Comics coming out with a special character for the 80th anniversary. It's going to be a nose-wearing gay Captain America. Wonder how that's going to go. I'll tell you when you can see that happening shortly. That'll be coming up in the next hour. And then also, an X-Men star in a Time interview admits that at the age of 9, wanted to be a boy and was already considering having what he called life-saving double mastectomy. 9 years old? You see where we are with what we've done to these kids? Don't miss the next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.